This hypnosis session is designed to help you manage your femininity in the hope of finding your own Mr. Wonderful someday. Do not despair, you have just not connected yet. Let us begin. If something important happens, you will immediately wake up, clear-headed and refreshed. Nothing in this hypnosis session suggests that you may do stupid stuff or do anything that may be dangerous or life-altering. You have only one life to live. Do not screw it up. If anything important happens that requires your attention, you will immediately wake up and be ready to deal with it. Please close your eyes tightly and then open and close them again. Do it as many times as it takes to make them stay closed. Let your mind settle into quietness and concentrate only on my words. I want you to block all outside thoughts and sounds and only allow my words to enter. You are here because you are questioning whether being secretly gay and celibate should continue to be your life choice. As time marches on, you have decided that due to your feminine personality you are destined to be a gay man's boyfriend. There is no way out. You have decided that it is necessary that a potential boyfriend must appreciate your femininity. It is important because you do not want to be the boss. You do not want to lead. You do not want to pursue. You want to please. You are a nurturer and you wish to seek and give love. You want your man to lead because it would feel unnatural any other way. You understand that there is a range of masculinity between gay men and you and that we're born to be on the feminine end of that range. It has nothing to do with sex, and everything to do with a relationship that fits the way you want to live. Accepting your femininity is the first step in your quest to a relationship where you can be both a boyfriend and a girlfriend. Your femininity has always been with you and you have learned to compensate to fit in. As you enter into hypnosis, together we will discuss your sexuality and how to make it work for you. Nothing will happen that you do not want to happen. Just enjoy the opportunity for a peaceful rest as you absorb my words. As you listen to my words, you are already entering trance. As if preparing for sleep, your body slows down. But rather than sleep, you will focus on my words. It is as easy as that. As your trance deepens, you are actually awake and living my words. Listen closely to each word as we address your sexuality. My words will help you avoid the guilt that prevents you from acting properly when presented with an interesting man. Allow yourself to enter a state of relaxation where nothing exists but my words. Do not allow outside thoughts in, just relax and enjoy the feel of your body relaxing. There is nothing for you to do but listen and relax. Do not fight it. Be motionless and limp, and let yourself sink deeper. Keep your mind silent and open to receiving my words as they flow into you. Remain motionless and relaxed. There is nothing entering your mind but my voice. In hypnosis, your entire world is guided by my voice. You want your subconscious and my voice to merge into one. My voice carries with it the desire to settle deeper into trance so you have the courage to make changes. Every word I say is important. Every word reinforces your courage to experiment, to shop, to feel sexy, or simply to return a smile from a cute guy. Listen to my words as you let them become a part of you. The only people you do not need to hide your femininity from are those you trust enough to let into your network. They also understand that to be gay and feminine simply means you are genetically aligned with a genuine aspect of human sexuality. There is nothing wrong with you. It is a fact of being human that sexual attraction varies from person to person. Rest quietly and let this burden of guilt be lifted. As each word lets you go deeper into trance, each session increases your feeling of normalcy. Each of my words serves to give you the courage to be yourself. My message of femininity will remain with you, like the memory of a good friend. And like that good friend, you will experience happiness and comfort when he is with you. Your subconscious will remember this friend. We are going to help you relax so you can learn to live the life God gave you. Your old thoughts are your biggest obstacle. You cannot run from your past, but you can learn from it and change the trajectory. You have always been unhappy knowing something had to change. By now you have probably worn panties and nighties, and played around with your femininity, but your life's circumstances would not let you be free from the feeling of fear and guilt. Until finally, change began to happen. One day while you were window shopping, you found yourself looking at a woman's nightie. You ignored the occasional judgmental look. I want you to learn to regard that cute nightie as simply a garment made out of cloth. Oddly, the way the cloth is sewed together is what attracts you. But it is still cloth. Cloth garments are things anyone can wear. It is normal. It is simply cloth. And you can wear any cloth garment you want to wear. It is okay. You will find that your arousal is honest and pure and has nothing to do with being straight or gay, or feminine. It is pretty and sexy and you want to wear it. And there is no law against it, so why should you alter your behavior toward cloth to make the straight people happy? Their rude judgment is the only thing standing in your way. Ask yourself, why do they even care? Just leave them alone and they will ignore you, or maybe be attracted to you. Your sexuality and the way you choose to live needs to be adjusted to fit the reality of your life. You do not have to act the same way all the time, you only need to change when there is a reason to. As you relax and get used to your sexuality, you will begin to feel more empowered to make adjustments to fit the situation. Let us remind ourselves how inconsistent straight guys are. Straight men are so full of themselves. They all love blowjobs. They brag about them, they tease their friends about them, they beg their girlfriends for them. Yet if you shut off the lights, it is all the same. A mouth on a cock is simply a mouth on a cock. Therefore, adding a requirement that only a woman's mouth can be on a cock is simply an arbitrary decision by straights. You do not need to go through life denying yourself the pleasure of giving and receiving blowjobs simply because you are afraid the straights might get upset. You have a normal place in the natural rhythm of human sexual life, and so do the men who have sex with you. The difference between straights and us is we enjoy giving blowjobs, probably more than getting them. When we do so, we know we have truly made someone happy besides ourselves. When we swallow his cum, we are honoring our lover. When we hold him in our mouth until he is ready to pull out, we are giving him the last bit of ourselves. For guys like us, it is an acknowledgement of our generous but harmless sexuality. Your true sexuality has been with you forever and so has your femininity. You are experiencing your gay femininity becoming more evident as time goes on. You cannot turn back the clock, but you can choose a lifestyle that helps you enjoy your future the most. Through time and experimentation, you will probably decide that being the feminine half of a partnership fits your personality perfectly. You will automatically adjust the blend of feminine and masculine to best serve your partner. Remember, being straight has only connected you to women you cannot seem to remain attracted to because they are sexually and intellectually boring. Yet, at the same time you hesitate to accept a man's flirtatious advances even though he may have turned you on more than any woman ever did. You wished you could have reached out and touched his hand and told him he was really sweet. Laying in bed that night you wished he was there with you. He was such a nice guy and you were quite taken with him and you are frustrated with yourself that you were unable to act. After all, reacting positively to his interest in you might mean that someone besides yourself knows you are gay. Well, honey, you are gay and you are missing out on an exciting sex life. Your problem is simple. If you do not follow your heart, you are either in denial or simply stupid, and if you are honestly convinced it is worth the price of not disturbing your pious world, then absolutely do not disturb it. After all, it is your world and this is a decision only you can make. If in doubt, do nothing. If you want it both ways, be very discreet. Maybe you will never come out in public, but you can certainly find a quiet place for yourself in the gay culture and find men with the same need for discretion as you. If the time comes and you find a man who is too nice to ignore, you will get used to looking forward to a future of blazing desire. When your guy decides to come up behind you and hug you, your heart shivers with excitement as his hands move under your shirt to caress your bare skin. As he gently kisses your neck, his hands gently glide over your erect nipples. He does this because it is sexual and intimate, and he cherishes the chance to interact with your femininity. You and your lover can do everything a woman will do, plus things she probably will not. You can tell your boyfriend what you like and what you want and he will respond. You will allow your boyfriend a lot of privilege because it is in your feminine personality to be deferential. If he leans in to kiss you on the cheek in public, you will not stop him even if you wanted to because girlfriends don't do that. He might even want to kiss you on the lips when you are shopping simply because he wants to. It is not in you to deny him, because girlfriends do not deny his kisses. When he addresses your femininity, you are his girlfriend and proud of it. Imagine that when out shopping he holds a sexy nightie up to you and comments on how cute it would look on you. Even if you preferred he did not do that in public, you will still smile sweetly because he is relating to you as his feminine lover. In his eyes at that moment you are his girlfriend and that is the way you want it to be. You are happy that he feels that way because your femininity is a significant component in your relationship. He matters to you so much that being kissed in public by your gay lover is as sweet and sexual as it is in private. It is time to stop pretending. You are done with women. Women are selfish, soul-sucking beasts. I know that you have daydreams hoping that cute man you trade smiles with in the grocery store would man up and just waltz over and kiss you. You are feminine. He is not. You both know he has to make the first move. Your Prince Charming is so close. Why has he not at least said hello? Well, my dear, it is because you are acting too masculine. Shame on you. Show some femininity. Glance at him. If he smiles, smile back. While it is obvious that we are not women, with the right stimulus we react to men much like women do. And as such, we subconsciously adjust our behavior around men. Instinctively, we have learned to adopt a variety of submissive and feminine behaviors. This behavior alerts the dominant males around us that we are aware that our status is below theirs and we are not a competitor. And if they are gay men, it alerts them that we may be approachable. We are born to react sexually to this behavior from men. We are not born to be aggressors because we are born with passively sexual emotions much like a woman. Unlike men, when we see a man we are interested in, we hang back and hope he notices our interest and flirts with us. Your femininity makes you want to wait for him to make the first move. Every emotion we have gets filtered through our femininity. There is no point in wondering why. These feelings are the only feelings we can have. We have learned to signal in a positive way when a cute guy is interested so we can see if our femininity is what attracts him. But you are not really there yet, are you? In our real lives, time marches on and the voice of reality constantly reminds you that you are running out of time. You must listen to the voice inside you that is telling you it is okay to show some femininity when a guy is interested in you. You must learn to show just enough femininity so your man will take the clue and act like a man. If he is attracted to your femininity, do not disappoint him. Nothing will change the fact that as a sexual person, being a man's feminine boyfriend is central to our comfort zones. The facts of human sexuality do not and will not change. You can be flamboyant. Or you can be subtle. But what you cannot be is an alpha male. You do not have the genetics. You are wired to expect men to be sexually interested in you and show it. You are attracted to men because you are feminine and women do not interest you. That means you will let him be the man and care for you, and you will provide the femininity that gay relationships lack. It stands to reason if you want to attract a man who understands your sexuality, they are among you. If you want to continue limping along pretending to be a heterosexual male, that is your choice. Whatever you choose, out in the world you are free to move between the public you and the private you. Simply put, you are still a guy but you will be happier as a softer, more feminine sweetheart for the right man. To help yourself feel more feminine, it may be helpful to you to change your diet to be high in soy. It is good for you, and can only help. Various herbal feminizing supplements can be found in health food shops and online. They are okay as long as they are safe. Changes may be subtle, but if it makes you feel sexier for your man, why not? If nothing else, they let you relax into your femininity. I want you to go out in a public gathering place where gay people are welcome. Comic-Con, anime, and cosplay are great. Libraries and malls, fairs, and concerts are good. I want you to dress in such a way that you fit in with the crowd, but still send hints that you might be available. How you give your hints is a decision only you can make. Obviously, you want to give hints that you are gay, but feminine. Wearing a thumb ring, either decorated or plain silver, is a nice touch. Bracelets are nice also. Curling your eyelashes is subtle and cute. It is harmless and temporary, and a guy has to be close to you to notice. You can tone your signals up or down according to how confident you feel and how familiar you are with the venue. Before you dress for anywhere, be sure to get a pedicure and a manicure. Shave or wax your legs and shave your underarms and in between your legs. Create a cute feminine landing strip and touch it up every time you bathe. Check online for feminine styles. Do not forget to moisturize your skin. After a while, moisturized skin looks healthier. It also has a softer and more feminine feel for the man that you let touch you. For the manicure and pedicure, call around and ask if they know of a place that welcomes feminine gay men. If you are uncomfortable with the answer, call around. Be honest. Tell them you want your feet to look more feminine. It is okay to use the word feminine. They are selling a service. You want them to know what you want so they can provide it. If you are nervous, do not be. No one is going to ask you anything unless it has to do with the service. A nice strong gay look is wearing well-washed denim pants that show a well-ironed and worn front seam. When worn with flip-flops and groomed feet, it is a stronger hint. A cut-off lower seam brushed to create neatly trimmed 1/2 long threads is quite gay. The higher the cuffs, the stronger the feminine signal. An anklet is a nice touch if you want to be less subtle. Invisible or clear nail polish with a pink tint is nice if your toenails are still a bit funky looking. Or use any color polish on the one toenail just for the heck of it. Wear women's cheeky shorts. They fit better anyway. They are usually made from higher quality fabric, and are better tailored. The term cheeky means the rear seam separates your butt cheeks a bit. Only women are likely to notice they are women's, but men will notice the attractiveness of your butt. This ensemble may or may not be seen as gay, unless you roll up the cuffs on the shorts or pants a bit. That will usually be seen as feminine. Be sure to try them on. The tighter the better. You can wear a standard women's watch, or if you have an eye watch, use a pride or feminine face. A thin woman's gold chain that goes into your shirt is a nice look, especially because a guy has to be close to you to notice it. Anklets are also recommended. Jockey makes bikini underwear for men. They are actually panties for men, just without a lace trim. More importantly, they fit nicely and control our boy parts and are very comfortable. Depending on the pants you wear, they leave a similar panty line. They are available in black or white and one or two other colors. They are cotton, so you can dye them if you wish. Comfort is important, but if you are trying to get a guy's attention, then looks are more important. Shirts and tops. Without a message or pride colors, they will not necessarily be seen as gay, but they will attract looks and imply confidence. Flowered shirts worn open with a colored undershirt can be attractive to men and women. Yellow and other pastels are good color choices if they accent the shirt. Add white or light pants and an interesting belt, and all you have to do is decide on shoes. It may be considered gay to wear women's tennis shoes, with or without pink accents. Wear light pink or yellow pastel no-show socks with an anklet. If you are wearing long pants with them and you wish to look feminine, buy them so the bottom hem is above the ankle or roll up the cuffs. Again, make sure that whatever visible parts of your legs you show are shaved and moisturized. Also, depending on your height, you can wear women's tennis shoes with a slight heel. An inch is a nice compromise. You want to go where the crowd is, and you should take the time to sit down at a table and drink a beverage. This gives someone checking you out a chance to sit down and chat with you. And if something attracts a gay crowd, don't run off. Hang out and see what is going on. By the way, do not be afraid to make a non-sexual friend. He may be shy and interested. Or not, but one friend is better than no friends. When at the venue, when you see an interesting guy, ask directions to somewhere in the venue. Make eye contact quickly. If he smiles, smile back but act shy. If he gets in your space, allow him in. If he seems interested in you, then you might consider tipping your hand to show some femininity. Let every idea be his. Ask how do you do that type of questions. When he takes the hint and acts like a man, that is your clue to show some femininity. Acknowledge that you have trouble figuring out how to work a microwave or screw in a light bulb. If he is obviously interested in you, and he should mention your femininity, a good answer is, My friends have commented on that. Or sometimes it happens. I don't know why. If he is still interested, then you might ask nicely, is that a deal breaker? If he asks if you are gay, you can say maybe, or I'm not sure, or not yet. But what you cannot say is no. Follow your safe best judgment and see where it goes from there. Do not give all of yourself on the first date. Be careful that he is not a man whore and everyone but you knows it. Now before we leave, I want you to relax and practice being nice. Lose the attitude some men have and practice your feminine attitude. Practice being harmless and shy. Be courteous and submissive to everyone. Don't be in a hurry. Be introverted and look at women's body and hair products and pretend you are a woman. Practice the elements that make us different from men. Take the item off the shelf and read the label, smell the samples if they are available. When doing this, the only thoughts you are allowed to have are, will my boyfriend like it? Will it make me more attractive? Will it make me more sexy? Practice your feminine thought pattern. Keep practicing in different stores, but keep practicing. And at least buy a moisturizer each time. You can buy unscented and you can mix scented and unscented to give just a hint. You should be using a lot of moisturizer to keep your body feminine and soft. Put it back neatly where it goes and look at another one. Look at 4 or 5 before you choose one. Never leave empty-handed. If you feel safe and anonymous, and a clerk comes to help you, bear in mind she knows you are a guy in the women's products and you are shopping like a woman. So if she seems okay, you can say you are trying to find something my boyfriend likes. Or my partner likes. Get used to being safely gay and feminine, and just a little bit out. I want you to be sure to take some chances with your comfort zone in safe anonymous places. We must begin to come out of trance soon. I want to remind you to listen to this file from time to time. Since you have been in trance with this file, it will be quicker and easier to go into trance again. So do listen whenever you have some downtime. And if your day is free, right after trance, go to a safe store and shop for something cute and feminine and notice how comfortable you feel about it. If the trance is still with you and it is working, you should feel relaxed and natural without any worry and you should feel soft and feminine should a clerk ask to help you. When shopping for clothing, remember that cute garment is now just cloth. Sexy is in your mind. Keep trying. Keep listening. Keep being a sweet girl. And always show class. So my dear, our visit today has ended. Please continue to come back and keep building up your confidence. I am going to count down from 4. 4. You are beginning to let outside thoughts into your consciousness. 3. You have a feeling of confidence as you now can relax and let opportunity come to you. 2. You are consciously pleased to have an understanding you never had before. 1. You are fully awake and ready to face the day and practice your femininity wherever it is safe.